Coming up in 15 minutes, what makes Golden State so great? And then at 8:15, Game Show Georgie. Right now, 7:38 on the ticket.
And now it's time for another edition of the award-winning segment, You Are an Ass If, with your host, Junior Miller.
Well, thank you, Conrad, and thank you to the P1s who've sent in nominees for potential asses. But I'd like to start with a tweet from our very own Peter Welpton from the Kick Around, heard here on the ticket. And he posted a picture of a urinal. And it shows this urinal, and below it on the floor is a drain grate. And as he says, this needs to become city code. All of the gross splash that now just collects on the floor, forcing one to stand awkwardly to avoid, is fixed. It's brilliant. Yes, what a great idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a drain grate below every urinal? Because for whatever reason, men always go on the floor around the urinal.
So?
And it's disgusting, and you have to stand in it. And we were just talking about this the other day, okay, how your shoes are in the urine on the floor, and then you walk home, and you walk around your bedroom wearing these shoes.
Nasty. Yeah, the top of that, drain will still be pretty nasty, but at least...
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
I was in a bathroom this weekend, a public bathroom, and I couldn't believe what a mess it was. And so you are an ass if you treat a public bathroom like you treat a rental car or anything else that's not yours. You just trash it. I don't understand it.
Well, no matter what sort of business you have, if you have that public restroom, how do you keep those things cleaned?
You got to have somebody in there 24/7, basically, cleaning up after every single person, because pretty much every single person that goes through there is going to treat it like a garbage can.
Yeah. I think if I had a nice restaurant, I think I would put the bathroom attendant in there.
Yeah, I think I would,
just
too,
to make sure that everyone just behaves themselves.
Yeah, well, a policeman. You don't even need
a policeman.
Yeah, skip over the bathroom attendant and just put a policeman in there.
Who has permission to shoot if he sees bad behavior.
No.
A squirt gun, maybe.
This is bathroom related. This is from P1 Jake. He says, you're a grown man. You're an ass if you're a grown man and you use the family restroom as your own poop suite or dressing room while people with little kids are waiting outside.
Yo, for real. There's a lot of room in there.
Uh-oh, Giorgio?
You poop in the family bathrooms?
You seem to have a lot of room in there.
Yeah, for families.
I didn't see any families around.
Oh,
it brings up. They also seem cleaner too. Yeah, a lot cleaner than going into that nasty
men's
room.
I'm naming you as that 13th person right now. You're the perpetrator,
George Dunham.
It brings up the question: do you use the family bathroom if there's nobody around? Do you use the handicap stall if there's not a handicap person around?
George, you do that too.
Again, there's a lot more room in there.
You're supposed to keep that open in case somebody rolls up.
Well, if they roll up, I'll get out of it. See, you're with me, aren't you?
Well, I'm not with you, but I'm saying that if there's no one around,
right,
is it okay for George to fake a limp and walk into the handicap?
No, I don't fake a limp. I just walk in there and go, man,
at least try
nice
to sell it.
Nice and spacious in here.
That's bad karma.
I don't think it's illegal what I'm doing.
God, you guys will bomb anywhere.
Now hold on a second.
Not anywhere.
This is from P1 Matt. He says, you're an ass if you think you have to first swerve your pickup truck with no trailer to your right 3 to 4 feet into the other lane to achieve a simple left-hand turn from the outer lane of a double left-hand turn.
I don't understand that either. It's not just pickups to do that.
I don't get that either, why people feel like they got to go wide. The only time you really probably need to go wide on a turn is if you're approaching it at a really high speed. Then you need to hit that apex, and I get that. But if it's normal speed or you're slowing to turn, you don't have to go wide. Why do people do that?
What's that, Gordon? Women do that a lot?
Oh, I didn't say that.
I never really thought about that, but I guess so.
I didn't say that.
This is from P1 Brandon. He says, you're an ass if you order 4 dozen breakfast tacos in the drive-through line, say at a taco cabana, holding up their line for 17 minutes.
George is raising his hand again.
No, I'm not. I've never done that.
You're also an ass if you work at that restaurant and you don't think to tell that person to pull around to the parking spot and wait for their 48 tacos there.
Yeah, like 48 tacos.
I wasn't at a drive-thru, but I was in line at a restaurant the other day, and someone in front of me was ordering for the whole office at lunch, and they pulled out their long list. And I know they have a right to do that, but man, is that a beat down to be behind that person.
Can't you just call it in?
It's a tough draw.
Yeah, you probably should.
Call it in and then pick it up when it's ready.
All right, and then Jody wanted she wanted three tacos and one chalupa. But with the chalupa,
onions on that.
This is from P1 Jason, and he says, and he's got a problem with women here. I have to use an express elevator that transports between the ground and 40th floor. A typical scene is that the female entering the elevator with her head looking at the phone as I enter, I notice that the 40th floor button is untouched, leaving me to become the unpaid elevator attendant. And I have to chauffeur her to the top. So he says he's already held the door for her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because she's staring at her phone, he says he's not sure what she's doing, maybe monitoring her WNBA fantasy roster.
Okay, you know that's probably not the case.
So not only does he have to hold the door for her, but then he has to press the floor for her because she's not paying attention. But is he an ass for feeling bad about this?
He's in there first, right? So she's right to assume that he's going to hit the 40th floor button. I think that part of the responsibility that comes with the privilege of being the first person in the elevator is that he has to hit that button.
All right.
Since it is a one-floor elevator,
I think you're
going
on
to one
something.
Place.
Although he says he feels exploited.
Okay. Wow. What a heavy burden he's drawn in life.
And finally, from P1 Karen, she says that, I think you're an ass if you pull into a busy gas station to get gas and you leave your car at the pump when you're done pumping gas and you go inside to buy a drink or go to the bathroom or something like that. You're taking up pump space. She believes that they should get in the car and then pull into a parking spot before they go into the gas station.
Okay, I need to know whether you've already George is raising his hand. You are a
George,
jerk.
If it's filling up and I'm let loose, then what's the
everything
the
of yours
time?
Involves bombing a bathroom. What is with this?
Or if I go in and get a Diet Dr. Pepper,
Hold on. I'll judge your case in just a moment. I need more information. Is this person prepaying at the pump for the gas?
She does not specify.
Okay. If they've prepaid at the pump, so when they pump the gas and the gas is done, and then they leave the car there and put the gas cap on, leave the car there, and then walk in, that person's an ass. But if the person is prepaying at the pump, turns the pump on, like Giorgio has a truck, so it takes a while to fill up, and then he goes in while the thing's pumping, you're okay.
Still filling when I come out.
Usually. You're fine there.
Yeah.
Or if you finish pumping the gas there, but you have to pay inside, I think you leave your vehicle there.
Yes.
And you go in and shop, even though you're taking up a pump space, because getting in the vehicle without paying and moving it could cause some nervous glances.
Yeah. I agree on both counts. I think the only time you're an ass there is if you've paid, you fill up, you put the pump handle back in, and now your transaction is completely done, and you still leave it there and then go inside
and
to
go
do
inside
your business.
And play Joust or Galaga.
All right, that's another edition of You're an Ass If. If you have any nominations, you can email me, JuniorMiller@mindspring.com.
7:47 on the ticket. Up next, the greatness of the Warriors and how they're managed.